What would you say, besides it's almost midnight? What's another way you could say it's almost midnight?
I just say it was 11 o'clock. What's the answer?
Well, I was thinking about something like, it's nearly midnight, it's now on to midnight. Did you ever say anything like that? Ever used that sort of phrase?
I guess so.
Well, let's imagine something else here for a minute. If you slip on a wet floor and almost fall, but you catch yourself, you might think or say to someone, "This is a dangerous place. I almost fell." Or you could say what else besides almost?
I came very near falling.
Came very near falling? Well, let's pretend that someone is waiting for you to get ready so you can go out. I know I'm always doing that at home. I'm always waiting for somebody to get ready to go somewhere. And let's say I call to you and I say, "Will you be ready soon?" And you might answer something like, "I'll be with you in
just a little while, in a few minutes."
Or you might say, "In just a minute."
Mm-hmm. In just a minute.
Let's pretend something else here. Let's say that you know you're traveling on the right road to get somewhere, but you aren't sure of the distance. Let's say we're going to Buford or Gainesville, and we know we're on the right road, but we're not too sure how much longer we'll have to be on the road or how much further we'll have to travel. So you might ask somebody, how
far is it?
And one more thing, let's pretend that you want us to look at something on the trip to Gainesville or to Buford. So you might point at that thing and say what?
Say, "That's it." Oh, that's beautiful.
What would you tell us to do when you pointed?
I'd say, "Look, there it is."
If you wanted to know how many times a week someone went to town, you might say
how many times have you been to town this week?
You could also say
how often.
Say that again.
How often do you go?